Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The Biden administration is ending recent agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras that the Trump administration said would help lower the number of migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. NPR's John Ruich reports.
The State Department says it has suspended so-called asylum cooperative agreements, effective immediately. The agreements were signed in 2019. They allow the U.S. to send asylum seekers to the three Latin American countries instead of processing their claims in the U.S. The State Department says it has initiated the process to terminate the agreements altogether. The move is the latest step by the Biden team to dismantle Trump's policies on immigration. The State Department says getting rid of the asylum cooperative agreements does not mean that the U.S. border is open. Instead, the Biden team is trying to address the root causes of forced displacement and irregular migration and work collaboratively with partners in the region. John Ruich, NPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court has issued an order temporarily overturning California's ban on inside religious services. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, the governor instituted the ban as the COVID-19 pandemic has ravaged the state.
Earlier this year, the Supreme Court, by a 5-4 vote, upheld the ban in California and similar ones elsewhere. But with the arrival of new Justice Amy Coney Barrett in place of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the balance of power on the question switched, and this latest order is fresh evidence of the court's willingness to second-guess state health and elected officials when it comes to fighting the pandemic. Instead of the ban, the court imposed its own rule, a 25% cap on attendance, and a ban on singing and chanting. The six conservative members of the court were split about how far to go, while the court's three liberals dissented. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
While COVID-19 vaccinations continue across the country, scientists are trying to determine how effective the vaccines will be against the new mutations of the virus. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
There are three variants that scientists are really worried about because they appear to spread a lot faster and the vaccines may not work as well against them. You know, things have finally started to turn around in this country. Infections are plummeting, hospitalizations are down, but that could turn around on a dime if one of these variants takes off. And one of the problems is we're not looking hard enough for these variants.
NPR's Rob Stein reporting. The Wyoming Republican Party voted overwhelmingly Saturday to censure Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. She had voted with the Democrats to impeach then-President Donald Trump for his role in last month's attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters. Cheney has said she voted her conscience that Trump had summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of the attack. She's the third-ranking member of the GOP House leadership. This is NPR. Four skiers were killed in an avalanche in Utah Saturday. It happened in a popular backcountry recreation area about 13 miles east of Salt Lake City. Another four skiers were able to dig themselves out of the snow and ice. The United Nations is warning there's a high risk of atrocity crimes occurring in Ethiopia, resulting from fighting between government and rebel Tigray forces. Linda Fasula reports the UN says the situation is likely to get worse unless immediate measures are taken.
The UN Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide says there are reports of disturbing attacks against civilians based on their religion and ethnicity in Tigray and other areas. And she states the reports include major human rights violations, including extrajudicial killings, sexual violence, and mass executions. Meanwhile, the UN is expressing extreme alarm over the humanitarian situation, as most aid is being blocked by the government. In addition, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has spoken to the Ethiopian Prime Minister, calling on him to permit immediate and unhindered humanitarian access to the area. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
A near total shutdown of the internet is in effect in Myanmar, as military authorities try to put down unrest after Monday's coup. Thousands protested in the streets of Yangon, the city's nation's largest city, Saturday, demanding the return to civilian rule and the release of the legitimately elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Her National League for Democracy Party won November elections in a landslide. This is NPR.